Hi, it's Mike Morgan. I'm sitting in with Fareed Ghio today on Squawk 1200. Welcome to the studio, Tasku Nakai, who is the Chief Executive Officer of Tetra Aviation. Tasku, welcome.
Hello, this is Tasku. I'm came from Japan. And generally, we're making kit-ish eVTOL things. Also, we have a booth at the booth 646 at the home build display area. So please come and join and see our eVTOLs going on.
You know, you already know what questions we're going to ask, like, where are you at? So thanks for covering that for us. So describe, I mean, you said it's an eVTOL. Yep. Describe a little bit what makes your particular design unique and interesting for folks.
Mm-hmm. We have a tandem wing, and it has a 32 vertical thrust and also the one horizontal thrust for the which means that in total, the 33 propellers on that aircraft, so many of them. But for that, the reason is redundancy for the eVTOL things. So people may willing to ride on a more easily or more safer in a kind of electrical aircraft, more friendly. So we build it more safer and looks new to this aviation industry.
Where did this design evolve from?
Well, actually, I've learned a lot of things from Bert Rudin. They build lots of tandem wings. And also, the recent eVTOL industry has to have the more distributed electric propulsion system to have that more safety. So combined with Bert Rudin's history with the newest kind of eVTOL history together.
How is battery weight versus endurance available? Is that trending in the right direction or fast enough for your designs?
Yes, pretty much. I mean, the battery is a really handy thing, so compared with the combustion generators or the fuel cell generators. And it's more easy to handle, to use it for the experimental and the flight tests more frequently. So this is a good aspect of our aircraft, and also it's easier to have it for the customers.
So what did you bring for us to look at AirVenture this year? Do you have a prototype? Do you have a model? Do you have a full scale?
Yeah. We brought our cockpit mock-up for the new eVTOL called Mach 5. And that mock-up has a seat, very comfortable, made from the automotive industry supplier, which is collaborated with together. And also they invested us to make a new eVTOL things. And the seat is very comfortable and made it, the style is automotive style. So I'm very curious about the aviators thinking, is it too much or heavy or soft or just too narrow or something like that? So I'm willing to have those opinions of the.
So you're actually doing some research and development right here by putting this in front of aviators.
Yes, they're very talented and they experience a lot. And compared with the Japanese industry, there's a lot of bunch of people come together here. So this is a very good place to have it.
And so you just mentioned Japan. What is general aviation like as far as getting your design in front of people? Are there similar gatherings, or what kind of aviation gatherings happen in Japan?
Well, sometimes it happens, for example, the very local festival out there. But especially the kit planes, very limited places has had kind of festival compared with Oshkosh. This is the largest event in the world.
Yeah. It's hard to compare with anything, but it was. I'm really curious about, especially in other countries. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of land available, mm-hmm. but not everybody, every country has a fair amount of land to mm-hmm. To gather. So it's kind of interesting to know your experiences as far as input from folks mm-hmm. in Japan.
Well, we've learned a lot of things from the local people in Japan, but the recent situation is that closing the airfield is a lot out there because the very getting elder the manager of the airfields a lot, so people are losing their airfields a lot. Then concentrated one airfield, then which makes more bigger community recently, so that mm-hmm. it may help a lot of people gathering together out there. But meanwhile, there's losing their airfields a lot.
So will you be providing a kit then for sale at some point?
Yes, we are willing to have the customer to build our aircraft by themselves, and also we are going to provide a factory supply support for that sales, and especially focusing on the United States market.
What's the material?
Well, basically made it from the aluminum and the carbon fiber surfaces.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Tuska Nakai, who's CEO of Tetra, which is an eVTOL aircraft under development, hoping to be a kit. What are some of the technologies that are new, and what are things that are already available? So we're talking about, you know, supply chain and folks being able to source these. And what are you going to have to make exclusively available through you versus what can be sourced easily?
We make it the aircraft more simpler and more easier to, even in not familiar with the electrical components or any other software technology, people can gather in and put the parts together and modify it much more easier than compared with the more sophisticated aircraft. So I would like to do that kind of involving more people together as a kind of educational aspect is on it, and build the aircraft more together is a more appropriate or actual process for that building the aircraft.
Let's talk a little bit about your aviation story. Mm-hmm. Are you an aviator? Do you have any training in that area, or do you just really like design and building things?
Yeah. Well, I'm willing to be an aviator in the future. I mean, not so longer, but I'm willing to have a private pilot license and not so late. I mean, well, a couple of years later. And meanwhile, that I would like to design an aircraft in theoretically from the actual design and provide it in the testing. It's very happy for me. And I started this company from 4 years ago. And it's at the moment I did nothing. I did nothing, and also I know nothing about the aircraft, but sooner or later that I learned the aircraft, I so much involved in this, so much sophisticated and talented people out there, and they teach us, and also there's lots of information and technology inside of that, and I'm very fascinated in this industry.
Well, going from appearances, it sounded like you started your company when you were about 15. Was it in college you started your company, or when?
Oh, yeah. I started this company when I was a doctoral student, second degree at the University of Tokyo. Well, I learned about the aluminum alloy for the rocket and a spaceship. But that was the research, but soon turned into this industry because there's a competition, GoFly, which was sponsored by Boeing. And that competition gathers people worldwide, and it was talented people gathered, and I just participated in it, in charge, and doing a lot of things through that competition and built this company.
You mentioned Bert Rutan as one of your inspirations. What are some other kind of design concepts that inspired you, at least maybe with this design or in general?
Well, especially the quickie or the very easy is much more influenced me, and also I couldn't tell the name, I forgot about them. That there's a NASA, how to say,
the lifting body or the
no, it's a tandem wing, very large, and two, how to say, name was,
yeah, I'm not sure either. I have lots of airframes floating around in my head thinking about it, but is there a particular materials you like to work with mostly?
Oh, well, for now, it's aluminum is very good to work with that because it's very familiar with even in Japanese history, and much people are handled out of those things easily. But we're willing to move on to composite by ourselves, and also there's a lot of materials in aviation industry, so I'm willing to have it and use it for the actual research.
Have you selected a battery supplier yet that you're going to design around or for?
Not yet decided. We purchased it from some suppliers, well, several suppliers, and compare with those batteries, and also the purchasing cells itself and the assembly by ourselves. But, depending on market for now, so we very recently, very much changes occurred in the battery market. So I think it's not decided yet, but sooner or later, the eVTOL industry will focus on kind of more safer, more reliable battery.
From an operational standpoint, once this is completed, mm-hmm. how automated will some of the tasks be in the aircraft, and how much is the pilot going to be controlling it?
depending on it, because that aircraft, the controlling the aircraft is kind of the part of the joy of the aircraft. Mm-hmm. So depending on. But I'm wondering about this industry. Recently we are losing the pilots more. I mean, not losing in their life, but just the number of the new pilot is decreasing. So this is a problem for not only for your country, but also Japanese and the entire world. So more people gather this industry more easily or more comfortably is a more spot for that. So we think it's kind of eVTOL make it more easier and more automated part helps the people get involved to the industry is a kind of a way.
I wanted to ask, and you may have spoken about this at the beginning of the interview, but is your company based in Japan? Are you doing most of the development there or do you have a base somewhere else?
Oh, yeah. We're developing our aircraft in Japan and basically in the Fukushima Prefecture, which is earthquake was happened. The tsunami was struck all the way. Then there's abundant places and very planar out there, but the country decided to build kind of research center out there. So we research out there, then building eVTOL things there, and also bring those parts to the United States and hold a flight test at the California.
Okay, remind us one more time how to find you on the World Wide Web and also how to find you here.
How to find it here?
Your booth location.
You can find our webpage and see on YouTube or Twitter, and you can see visit in the home-built display area of booth 646.
Tosuku Nakai, CEO of Tetra, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to EAA Radio.